I'm Mary Cullen for NPR Illinois. This year marks the state's 200th birthday. For our Illinois Issues report, we have a comparison of the year's celebrations to those of Illinois' past.
Happy birthday, Illinois. This year we celebrate.
Governor Bruce Rauner pops open a can of the official bicentennial beer. Hand of Fate Brewery in Petersburg won the honor of producing it, called 1818.
The idea came from us sitting around wondering how we're going to reach millennials. So we said, well, let's put a beer in their hands.
That's the executive director of the State Bicentennial Commission, Stuart Lane. Other promotional items include rosé, specialty Pepsi cans, stamps, and apparel. Lane sees these as lasting collectibles.
You know, people love to have keepsakes. So we're providing enough of those, I think, that'll keep people happy. And, of course, a lot of people are buying the flag.
While all of these tangible products will allow people to join in, past observances have been, let's just say, bigger. Go back 100 years to the centennial. Illinois funded a new office building in Springfield, now named after Michael Howlett. Illinois also added statues of Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas to the Capitol grounds. These were major undertakings and a way to show pride in the state, according to David Jones, director of the Illinois State Archives.
We were involved in a world war at that time, and it was a very unpopular war. People forget that. So we're fighting a world war. The flu epidemic was breaking out. It was a very difficult time. And the centennial was used as a way to increase patriotism, not only for Illinois, but for the country as well.
There will be some lasting legacies from the bicentennial, like renovations to the executive mansion in Springfield and construction of the Bicentennial Plaza adjacent to the mansion. But Jones notes an important difference this time around.
The big difference between the previous projects and this year is the governor's mansion is being done exclusively with private funding. So that's the major building project, but in the past it was always done with state funding.
The Bicentennial Plaza will also be privately funded with an additional $1 million coming from tax increment financing funds. Lane says building projects will be in Springfield. More than that just wasn't possible.
You know, with a small budget, we can't go around the state and build things.
The Bicentennial Commission plans to put two new statues on the Capitol grounds, former presidents Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama. Completion will take 3 years. Governor Bruce Rauner appointed Stuart Lane in December of 2016 to start planning events, giving the commission just 1 year to prepare before events kicked off. That means time for fundraising was limited, too. Indiana, for instance, started preparations for its 2016 bicentennial 5 years ahead of time. There, efforts included hundreds of events and multiple building projects costing over $55 million. Vice President Mike Pence, who was Indiana's governor at the time, promised private funds would supplement public dollars. With Pence now in the White House, that private money never came through, and the burden was placed on Indiana residents. They're still struggling to find the money to pay for some projects. Back in Illinois, the Bicentennial Commission prefers private fundraising, given the state's financial problems. Still, commission members like Marilyn Kushak are hopeful this year's efforts will leave a new legacy.
I want you to fall in love with Illinois all over again.
A recent poll by the Paul Simon Policy Institute showed this may be a tough sell. 84% of respondents feel the state is moving in the wrong direction, and residents may not feel like celebrating. But Lane remains confident in the plans.
I think our biggest challenge is that we had a short lead time to prepare, but it is what it is, and I'm so encouraged by the number of people that want to participate, that are real history buffs.
Bicentennial events this year will include a motorcycle ride, lectures on state history, music, and festivals. They'll wrap up December 3rd with Illinois' official birthday party at the United Center in Chicago. I'm Mary Cullen.